You know, rarely has there been a closer relationship between a comedy troupe and a chopped and formed meat product than Monty Python and Spam. Their fortunes became inextricably linked after a memorable sketch on their BBC program, Monty Python's Flying Circus. That show is celebrating its 50th anniversary tomorrow, and NPR's Phil Harrell has this appreciation.
Trying to explain the humor in a Monty Python sketch is impossible, but here goes. A couple is lowered from the ceiling into a small diner where a disheveled waitress recites the menu options.
Egg and Spam, egg, bacon and Spam, egg, bacon, sausage and Spam, Spam, bacon, sausage and Spam.
Here, Spam is unavoidable. That's okay for the husband, he loves the stuff. But the wife? Well, she'd prefer to substitute.
Can't have egg, bacon, Spam and sausage without the Spam. Why not?
And for some reason, there's a table full of singing Vikings. Look, either you find it funny or you don't. But I assure you, a lot of people found it hilarious. And it's been immortalized on a TV screen at the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota, where it's on a constant loop.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, Spam and sausage?
That's got Spam in it!
Has anybody counted how many times they use the term Spam?
No, I was just thinking about that.
This is NPR, so we're going to have to go back and count.
We're going to have to go back and count, I think so.
That is Saville Lord. She's the manager here. And I did count. I gave up after the 400th time, if you count the Vikings individually, which I do. Saville Lord says the image of Spam in the UK before that sketch was different. The English ate Spam during the rationing of World War II. For them, it was about necessity. Monty Python changed all that.
They really did help bring it back to life. I mean, it was definitely a war ration, and the 1970s really helped bring it back into something that was an everyday person's food. This made it more kitschy, and it made it more fun.
Monty Python kept having fun with Spam. In the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail, King Arthur and his knights approach Camelot, where they stumble upon an elaborate musical number.
We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and Spamalot.
And that line, of course, led to the Tony-winning musical Spamalot, based on the Holy Grail.
We're knights of the round table, our shows are for big able.
The Monty Python Spam Association continued into the internet age. That original sketch is why we call mass email advertisements spam. Internet historian Brad Templeton was an early adopter back in the 70s and 80s.
You know, the nerds of that generation had grown up with Monty Python.
And the term spam didn't begin with advertising, but with a text-based online fantasy game.
And if they posted the same message again and again, that reminded people of the repetition in the famous Spam sketch.
Spam, 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 eggs and Spam.
My very poor imitation of Monty Python there. So people started saying that if you did this, you were spamming. So it wasn't advertising, it wasn't junk mail.
But once those emails started pouring in, spamming stuck. And Monty Python's association with spam became even more prominent. As if including it more than 400 times in a sketch wasn't enough. Phil Harrell, NPR News.